Sam, for 2.5 days, that looked like it was going to be a close game. It wasn't in the end, was it?
No, they played sort of well this last day, and we didn't quite get it right with the ball. Zach Crawley's in great touch at the moment, and we didn't take our chances, which he presented to us, but he put our young bowlers under pressure, and it'd be a good learning experience for them to bowl at, you know, somebody as high quality as him at the moment. And you know, he took the game away from us, you know, and a few sort of late wickets there, but it was long gone by then.
Was it fair to say, with the sun came out, which it did, didn't it, from lunchtime onwards, that there wasn't quite as much there for the bowlers?
Yeah, sun came out, sort of four heavy rollers on the pitch now, and obviously, it did quite a bit for the first 2 days, and you know, if it kept doing that, you know, 180 would have been a tough chase, but that wasn't to be. It was, you know, sort of got flat, but as I said, Zach put our bowlers under pressure as well. You know, he sort of realised that it was doing a bit, and he sort of came out and was ultra positive, and you know, gave us a few chances, but we didn't take them. And that's the way cricket goes at times. And as I said, I think it was a good learning experience for our bowlers to bowl at somebody who's putting you under pressure like that, and I think they'll take a lot out of that.
Again, lots of wickets fell this morning. You maybe weren't able to capitalise. Was it 50 you lost for the last five? And then you got that wicket before lunch, the one Kent wicket. It looked like it was all going the same way, didn't it?
Yeah, you know, it did. And then as I said, Zach sort of took away from us. But you know, yesterday we probably should have just got stuck in a little bit more with the bat. Sort of a few too many soft dismissals. And, you know, it can happen. But I think, yeah, there was plenty in the pitch. But at the same time, I think we were all a little bit unhappy with the way we batted, and could definitely have, you know, potentially posted 250 and made it a real tough chase. But fair credit to Kent, they sort of came out, and Darren Stevens and Zach Crawley, they're sort of two main players, you know, they did the business for them.
It was such a young side that you were looking after in this game, and a lot of them did themselves proud.
Absolutely, I mean, there's a lot to take forward, and as I said, as long as we're learning in these games, which we're losing, then that's fine. You know, we can build for the future, and you know, we've got a lot of players to come back into this side for next year, and you know, we're building to win a championship, and that's important that we have a good squad of bowlers and batters ready to go for next year. And so that's what this Bob Willis Trophy's been about, really, is, you know, giving people opportunity and, you know, trying to force their way into, you know, a pretty strong lineup when everyone's there and fully fit. It's nice to see what people have done, and you know, Mason Crane, I think, at the moment is showing he's bowling exceptionally well. Not many people turn it as much as he does at Canterbury. And Joe Weatherly as well has had a, you know, really fantastic Bob Willis Trophy, I think. So, you know, two bright sparks along with, you know, there's a few other really good displays. So I think the future at Hampshire, you know, we can think positive about that.
I mean, with such a young and also an experienced side, and a much different side, as you say there, I mean, two wins out of five games, I mean, that's not a bad return, is it?
Well, look, I mean, you always go into every single competition wanting to win it. I mean, we were no different in that. But, you know, we sort of won two, you know, good games. The Radley one was a fantastic game, and, you know, we showed a lot of character to win that. And then, you know, Surrey to win that, you know, in sort of 2 days of cricket was phenomenal as well. And I think we've competed the whole way through as well. And, you know, we look forward to the T20s now, and you know, we need to start playing a little bit better cricket in that, and you know, hopefully we can qualify, get to a quarter final, and make finals day as well.